we supposed to do?
No, no, not this. No, not no. Prematurely, it's releasing parents prematurely, which means there's something wrong with this tree.
Sick could be used for a tree also. A sick tree.
It's a sick tree. Lush nefshachu by peiros harehin kitlushim. So we already say like, the peiros on the tree itself are considered to be detached, even though they're still physically attached, since the tree is sick. And the tree is the giving of peiros prematurely. We view them even.
Prematurely, I mean before the season.
I made a mistake. That's not what it means. Look at Rashi. Rashi says nidlash me men onof voice onof yesh. I made a mistake. A branch. It does not mean that it's ill. It means a branch was detached from the tree. A large branch.
Nidlash men onof voice.
A large branch was detached from the tree.
And on that it has fruits.
Branch, there are fruits. The question is, are those fruits called mechuba lekarka or not mechuba lekarka? Mitzah, it's not attached to the tree, so therefore...
But they're still attached to the branch.
Oh, attached to the branch. So therefore, that's the question. So the Gemara says... The
might ask him a tumah?
Because it only can be machshir zeroim lekabel tumah only if it's detached.
Wait a second, but then doesn't a machshir have to come in contact?
Yes. So the question is,
And only then, if a person is tumah, and what happens?
First make it tumah.
And one second, you can make the apples...
Becomes tame. The fruit becomes tame. In order for the fruit,
but only after it come in contact with a liquid.
But it has to come in contact with the liquid after it's detached from the source. If it's wet, let's say it's soaking wet when it's on a tree, and the sun comes out and dries up all the liquid.
Then it
falls off. Then the apple falls off the tree. The apple is not susceptible to tumah.
With all due respect to you, if it got wet. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. If it got wet, and then it fell off.
It's still wet.
Make it taste that the water dried up before it. So maybe it got.
No,
water,
I'm giving a very specific example.
If the water
example,
stayed on it.
I'm giving a very specific example.
Right.
Let's say you have a tree, and there was a rainstorm at night, and it was pouring rain, and the apples on the tree were soaking wet while they were still attached to the tree. And you're very happy, by the way, about it, okay? You're very satisfied that it got wet. You're very, very happy because you want to get wet because whatever the reason. And then...
Why do you want it to get wet?
Because if you don't have kavanah to get it wet, then it's not
Yeah, give me a scenario.
There were children climbing on the tree and they muddy, they dirty, they soil the apples. So you're very happy. The rain came and cleaned all the apples. Now the next morning comes, the sun comes out, and the sun dries all the liquid.
Then it falls off.
Is the apple hukshul lekabel tumah? No, because it has to be wet after it fell off the tree. Even though it was wet when it was on the tree, it's meaningless.
But what about after it falls off? Then it can only come on while it's attached to the tree.
No.
If it falls off? Then it gets wet.
Of course, and that's the best.
There's no difference.
Attached got wet and then it fell off the tree and stayed wet from before.
If you're satisfied,
that's what you just said now. Yeah.
No. The case I said it was dry.
Yeah, but if it's still wet,
then if it's still wet, then it's yes, it's chukshul lekabel tumah. Yes.
Okay.
Even though it didn't get wet after it fell off.
Exactly. Even though the wetness was there from before it was detached, but if now it's detached from the ground and you're satisfied that it's wet. You're satisfied. So therefore, let's say, so ta'ilan shenifshach, a branch fell off by Paris, harein kitushin, halach is, we consider all of the fruit to be detached from the tree. Mamela, right now, if it gets wet, echuchsho lekabel tumah. Yavshu, harein kimuchubarim, yavshu in this case means.
That's a separate thing, yavshu.
If
now
the Paris, the shaloi nifshach, you have a living tree. It's not really living. The tree is drying up. The tree is a dead tree. That's what I meant. The tree is a dead tree. Yavshu, the tree is dead. It's dry. Look at Rashi. Yavshu, peros for ilan shaloi nifshach. The branch did not fall off. Harehein kimuchubadim. Even though the tree is dead, it doesn't matter, and everything is dry. The bottom line is, it's still mechubal lekarka.
In which case is the tree is dead?
Yavshu.
No, that's the fruit itself.
Peiroi so ilon shaloi nifshach of a tree shaloi nifshach. Okay, fine. Harein kim chubarim ikayirai. I'm sorry. The tree, the fruit is dry like a rock.
A raisin,
but it's still attached. Raisins only can happen when they're detached. Those things, raisins on a tree. Raisins are only after it's detached.
I've seen it.
You can make raisins mechubah to the tree.
It got dried out. Whatever reason.
Okay, fine. So let's say yavshu. Let's say it's the fruit itself is completely dry, but it's attached to the tree. and the tree is alive, the halacha is that it's then it's mechubar, it does not matter. If it gets wet, it's not hukshar lekabel tuma. My love, my telusha lechol devrehem. When it says over here, my love, my telushin. When it says over here that it's detached, it says harin kitelushin lechol devrehem. So just like we're comparing, just like my love, my telushin lechol devrehem, af mechubarim lechol devrehem, we want to make it, it's going back to the previous Gemara. Just like we want to compare the terms to one another, just like when it comes to the first case, when the branch falls off, we consider the fruit on the branch to be detached. L'chol devrayim. It's 100% detached, and now if it gets wet, it's hushal kabel tuma with all halachas, Rashi, my love, when it says before, my love, af mechubodim dekamar l'chol devrayim kamar, v'afilu le'inyin tuma v'koshya l'shmuel. Okay, this is going back in the previous stuff. We just started this little teeny piece of Gemara over here. Is on the previous Gemara, this is Machloikis, when you have this exact situation. When you have a fruit, and the fruit on the tree figs. Is dry. Figs are completely dry, but they're still attached to the tree. So with regard to the laws of Tumah v'Tahara, is it considered to be detached or not? In other words, there are many different halachas. Hilchos Shabbos. If you have a fig that's completely dry, and you pull it off the tree on Shabbos, are you over on the malacha deraisa of Ketzira?
Yes.
Oh, so that's now. Only when it comes.
Are those there's an opinion that says you're not over?
No, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees. L'chor yovar. I'm not sure. I don't learn the Gemara. I did not learn the Gemara. But when you have something that's dry on a tree, there are different halachas. There's hilchos Shabbos and there's hilchos Tumah. The Gemara now wants to say if you have. You have a branch, and the branch is detached from the tree, and attached to the branch is fruit. If you pluck that fruit, are you chai for talish on Shabbos? No, definitely not.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
If you have a branch that has been detached from the tree, and attached to that branch is fruit, is that fruit called mechubal karka? No, in regard to every single halach, it's considered to be detached.
But didn't we say that
Harehein kitlushin. Nifshach.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
If you have a branch, and the branch has been detached from the tree, and the branch has attached to it fruit.
Yeah.
What status does that fruit have? Tolushin.
Talush.
For every halacha, we want to say, since in the next case, let's say you have a fruit that's attached to the tree, but the fruit is dry like a rock. So what does it say in the Braisa? It's mechubar. Now, what does mechubar mean? Does it mean mechubah for Hilchos Shabbos and for Hilchos Tumah? Or does mechubah only mean for Hilchos Shabbos but not for Tumah? So we want to say that just like when it comes to the previous case of the Braisa, and it says that it's Tolosh, it's L'chol Devrehem, likewise when it comes to the second case of the Braisa of Meharein Kin Mechubadim, it's L'chol Devrehem. And the Gemara says no. Me the area, who says such a thing? Who says we have to be consistent? Hakidis of Hakidis. When it comes to Talish, it means Talish Lagam. When it comes to Mechubar, maybe it's only Mechubar with regard to the laws of Shabbos, but not with regard to the laws of Tumah. Okay, next sugya. Nishchato HaBehema. We're going now into the next sugya. Next sugya is when you have a limb that's dangling from the animal. You have an animal, and the animal has a dangling limb. One of the limbs has been severed 90%, and it's come out dead, but it's still attached to the animal. And now you do shechita, a very good shechita on the animal. The question is, when you do a ma'aseh shechita, the Mishnah makes it very clear, the shechita brings hechsher to the animal. Why? Blood. The fact that blood comes out of the animal, you do a shechita, the blood is machshir, the basar, to be mekabel tumah.
Only that, Dam.
Only what?
Only Dama Shchita,
Dama Nefesh, because Dama is one of the seven liquids. One of the seven liquids that's Machshir Zerev LeKabel Tumah is blood. So when you do
it, would be if you did a Shchita,
a dry Shchita, a Shchita Yedeshta. Right. But let's say you did a Shchita and the blood came out.
If you did a dry Shchita,
so then no blood came out.
So if you did a Shchita and the first blood that came out, it did not touch, and only the latter blood came out. So it has to be the Dama Nefesh.
Okay, that's a side point. We don't need to get into that sugi now. Right now, we're discussing the shechita. When you do a shechita, everyone agrees that the blood that comes out of the animal is machshir, the animal to be mekabel tumah. Now, let's say we have attached to the animal a limb, a dangling limb, and the limb is already 90% detached from the animal. Question, when you do the shechita on the main part of the animal, again, that's not a treifa, the limb that's dangling does not mean it's a treifa. Not disgusting. It's injured, but it does not make the animal into a treifa. You do shchita. The shchita is matahir, the major portion is machshir, the major portion of the animal to now be susceptible to metabol tumah. The question is, does that shchita hechsher also allow the dangling limb to be hechsher lekabel tumah? Do we say that the maisa hechsher on the main part of the animal extends to the aver or the basar hamidul dolim? Okay, that's the question. So it says in the Mishnah, it says here in the Mishnah Shkarahema, but my coming, what's machlokes? I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says machlokes. The Gemara is not going to give six opinions. Six. So this is machlokes. There are two opinions in the Mishnah. What the halacha is if the hechsher that works for the main part of the animal, if it also works for the aver hamiduldo.
127b.
This the best daf. Vahi mechay yisoda meyashana. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva yisoda talmidim. They were all sleeping. They were all sleeping. So what did he say? Why was Esther zoicha? Why was Esther zoicha to rule over 127 provinces? Because she was the enikel of Sari Imenu, who lived 127 years. Ma'in zeitzel zeh. She didn't waste a second. She did not fall asleep during the daf. Sorry, Imenu. And that's why she was zoicha for 127 years. 127 medinas. You know, that's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said this. He saw the Talmidim was sleeping. Could you imagine today if Rabbi Kiva was alive? People would travel to the moon to be zoicha to sit in the Dalet Amos of Rabbi Akiva and hear Rabbi Kiva give a shir. And when he was alive, they didn't appreciate him. They fell asleep during his shir. And he had to wake them up by giving them some divrei agada. Half flavor fella. It was kedai to come just tonight to hear this. We have here in the Mishnah, we have over here six machlekes in the Mishnah between Tanakama, two opinions, if the dam shchita is machshir, the aver hamidoldol. One opinion says yes, one opinion says no. The Gemara is now going to present six opinions as to explain the machlokes between the two opinions in the Mishnah. And here we go. Number one, the Michael Mavagi, Amar Rabba, Bebehema, Nasis Yad, Le'ever, Kamuvagi, machlokes is an animal, the main part of the animal, a yad for the Aver Kamiflagi. The Aver is the tofel, the animal is the ikur, the Aver is meduldal, it's dangling.
Normally, isn't the yad the tofel? Normally, don't we say the yad is the tofel in general? Do we ever see a precedent?
No, we don't.
The yad could be the ikur.
No, we don't. Exactly the point. The question over here is since generally the yad is a tofel, so here it shouldn't work. So the behema nasis yad leever kamuvgi marsaver ein behema nasis yad leever marsaver behema nasis yad leever. That's machlokes. Okay, that's very similar.
You can finish. Come to the tofel.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says Amar Rabba behema nasil leever kamuvgi v'tzravayu is luhudi yesh yad lehechsher. Everyone agrees. Now, there's another important principle which we're going to discuss in a few moments, is that here, normally, in the Masechta Yodayim, the Yad is being used to bring Tumma into the item or to bring Tumma out of the item. Mitamin, Mitamin, and Mitamin. Since when do we ever use a Yad to bring Hechsher? If you put a teeny mashu of water on the Yad, the entire item becomes tameh because hukshal lekabel tumah.
So up until now, we were on the assumption that the meat that was attached to the yad was mukshal lekabel tumah. Now we're doing a new chiddush that the yad itself, if it has water on the yad, then it'll be mukshal to transmit
exactly tumah. Exactly, hechsher, not transmit tumah. We in the Sechta Yadayim, the only topic of discussion is if tumah touches something which already is hukshal lekabel tumah, it doesn't touch the actual ikur, it touches the yad, right. Can the tumah enter into the basar or the ikur through the yad? Right. Let's say the item is tameh, can tumah go out and then become something else? Right. That's the yad. So the answer is, of course, that's what the whole purpose of the yad is. Here we're now discussing something entirely new. We're not up to tumah yet. We're first up to being machshir, the item that it will be susceptible to tumah.
The
main thing. We want to say, I'm going to put a drop of liquid
on
the yad, and that drop of liquid on the yad will now be machshir, the rest of it, that it's susceptible to be makabel tumah. That is not discussed in Masechtas Yodayim. Okay. Here the Gemara is saying it doesn't matter. It's all the same. Tumah and Hechsher is one and the same. If you, there's something called the Yad. If you put a drop of water on the Yad, the Iker is Hechsher Lekabel Tumah.
Just like Yad is a conduit for Tumah, Yad a conduit
for Hechsher. Right. So what then is the Machlokes between the two, Tanaim and the Mishnah? The Machlokes is a Yad typically is a Tofel,
right,
and it's serving as a conduit to an Iker. In this instance, the Yad is the Iker. And the item that we want to bring Tumah, we want to bring Hechsher to, is the Tofel. The Behema is the Iker. And we want to say that the Behema will serve as the Yad to the Eder HaMedoldol. Can you say such a thing? Can you say that an Iker can be a Yad to a Tofel?
Why do we even have to say that the Iker, that the Behema over here, it's, maybe the whole Behema is one, maybe it's Agav.
The Eder is not attached. The Eder is Medoldol. It's Medoldol.
And what's the din of this aver after you do shechita?
It's not machshir. You can't eat it. You can't eat it. It's kin. It's like a nevela. It's even like you can't eat it.
It's not even considered attached.
No, it's not called attached.
So how could the baim even be a yad to this aver abdul?
Because it's still attached.
Oh, it's still
attached. It's medoldol. So being that it's medoldol, it's not matter b'shechita, but at least it's going to be matter to be to serve as a yad that it should machshir kabel tumah.
Maybe if it's not attached. The Gabbai Shechit is not attached
that's
to the Gabbai
Yad. That's the Machlokes. This is the Machlokes. We have six now of Mahalchim to explain the Machlokes. Some say yes, some say not. Mm-hmm. So the first is very simple. No thrills. No discussion. One,
and
two, three.
The Gemara says,
Amarabba, Behemah is the Iker, can nasseis yod. Very simple. Rashi, Amarava, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everyone agrees, it's Luhu Yesh Yad Lehechsher. That's going to be the next Machlekes. Umiu, Rabbi Shimon Savar, Enoch Nami, Yad can be a Hechsher, but you got to play by the rules. And the rules are got to be Yad to be the Tofel. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Enoch Makul, Nasis Yad Lehever Echad, Hilgadif, Lohevia Lehechsher. Good, finish. Right. Next answer. Number two. Keep track. Count, you have to keep track. Abaya number two. But Oiches Bakotan Ve'ena. We're doing the Gemara. Abaya is coming to tell us a new Metzias. We learned in the Mishnah, Ever HaMedoldol. It didn't tell us the degree of damage that this Ever has suffered. It just says a very vague term, it's Medoldol. Abaya is coming here to tell us the Metzias of the Mishnah. The Ever is attached to the degree that if I pick up the animal itself, the Aver will schlep along with it.
Yeah.
But, so in other words, it's significantly
the
attached. No. One thing at a time. I'm reading it backwards. So if you pick up the main part of the animal,
right,
the Aver is still attached
enough.
It'll be
dragged along.
It'll drill along. No, sometimes you get so weak. If I pick
it'll
up the main part of the animal, I pick up the most of the animal and the Aver is dangling, it'll just fall, it'll just be detached. As long as it's on the floor, it's attached. But if I'll pick up...
No, the question is the smaller part.
I'm getting there. But this is a very important piece because
right,
if it's so schwach, then everyone agrees it's garnished. We're dealing here with a situation, the main point I want to is that when you pick up the animal itself, the limb is significantly attached in that it will be dragged along with it. If I pick up the main part of the animal, the limb will be pulled along with it.
Right.
However, it is not attached enough where you can do the other way around.
Right.
If I will pick up the Aver and try to pick up the Aver to pick up the whole animal with it, the weight of the main part of the animal is too much, it will just fall away. Under normal circumstance, a healthy animal, if you pick up the Aver,
of course,
you'll be able to pick up the entire animal with the Aver.
In fact, they do shechita like that. They hang the animal by the legs.
No, they have a harness. That's not so simple. No.
Okay,
wait, stop. The point over here is if you pick up the leg,
right,
it's going to break off. But if I would pick up the main part of the animal, the leg will not break off.
That's only if it's damaged. Yeah.
Dangling.
Right.
This matzah is damaged.
Right.
So this is, so in such a situation, do we say that since if I would pick up the main part of the animal, the leg will be dragged along, it's called already attached. It's significantly attached. Memela, when the mayim, the dam, is machsher, the main part of the animal, it will memela be machsher, the dangling leg as well.
Rashi says, Amar Abaya, that everyone's maida, that the Iker cannot become a Yad.
It's a very important point. Right. In this opinion,
Rashi,
everyone
Rashi,
agrees
Rashi,
that the Iker cannot be a Yad to the Tofel. However, it's better. Abai is coming to upgrade the Matz of the Metzius where when it's not called a Tofel. It's an Iker. Why is it an Iker? because if I pick up the main part of the animal, the yad will be dragged along with it. So
that's
a
meyer.
That's a meyer. Abaya ma b'yoiches b'katan. If our oiches b'katan ve'ein gadol oyle imay kamiflagi. Meaning, but if I'm the oiches b'gadol, the katan would be oyle with it. Right, so mar savar mar holds oiches b'katan ve'ein gadol oyle imo. Then harehu kamo. It's good. It's good. Why? Because the flip side, because that would be oiches the gadol, and the katan will go with it, will be good enough. Umar savar sari. It's no good. Period. Okay. The Af Rabbi Yochanan Savar. The Gemara wants to point out that this one Rabbi Yochanan also holds. But that's Machlekes. That's a second Amoira who wants to second this opinion of Abaye. Rabbi Yochanan Savar. Abaye was in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. They both had the same Mishnah, and both the Babylonian Talmidei Chachamim and the Yerushalayim Talmidei Chachamim, they had the same Apella Mamish. That they could both agree on something, they agreed to the same shot in the Mishnah. How do we know this? What's the makor for this? Rabbi Yochanan Rami. Rabbi Yochanan posed a following contradiction. There's a stira in the shita of Rabbi Meir. What's the stira? And our Mishnah is explicit, according to this interpretation, that it's called a chilik of the animal. Yet when it comes to the sugya of tevulyam, our sugya is to the hechsher. I do a shchita, blood comes out, it's machshir, the main part of the animal. Is it also machshir, the aver? Yes. There's another halacha of tevulyam. What's a tevulyam? A person who went to mikvah, he went to mikvah, but did not,
wait till the end of the day.
The day is not over yet. He has to wait until this herif shemesh. An avatumah, you need to have herif shemesh. So what is the halacha? The halacha is he's called a sheni. If he's a sheni and he touches truma, truma can become a shlishi. So if his soul goes
or
to mikvah,
or he talks hektish.
Hektish also can become even a revi. And what can become a chamishi? Paraduma. Paraduma can become a chamishi.
Chamishi?
According to one opinion. Yes, the Mishnah. Fair is the Mishnah. According to one opinion, you can become a chamishi. According to one opinion, paraduma.
When could you become a revi?
Kachim. Kachim. Just said kachim. Truma. Chulin.
Tonight is yom hashishi.
Chulin is sheni. Truma is shlishi. Kachim is revi. And paraduma can be a chamishi.
Give me an example.
What's a shishi?
Kachim. You have a piece of kachim that
no
shishi.
No, no, no. Yeah,
kachim is a revi.
Kachim for paraduma.
If kachim, a piece of basar, is a revi, touches the water of the paraduma water.
Yeah.
The paraduma
or the
water,
dead animal, the dead paraduma,
or the dead para, well, the dead para, the dead, or the dead para.
How does the kachim come a revi?
What? A truma touched it. Truma Tmeya touched it.
Oh, we once had the sea. I forgot.
Truma can be a shlishi. So if Truma, that's yeah, Tmeya, touches Kachim, the Kachim becomes a revi.
But you have a person who was an avatuma.
Yeah.
And he went to the mikveh.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. And he didn't have hair of shemesh yet.
Yeah.
He's a shiny.
So that afternoon, which is amazing, he's not a rishon. He's a shiny at that point. Shiny. It's amazing.
You say he was originally a
avatuma.
Now he goes to he's mechusa kippurim.
He goes to the mikvah. So he's not an avatuma anymore. He cannot be metama adam v'kelim, and he's not a rishon.
He goes down two notches. Is that
two notches? Yeah. Two notches.
One second. But let's say if he didn't go to the mikvah and he touches machalim, so those machalim become
a rishon.
That's so. But if he goes to the mikvah, but he wasn't have shemesh. Then one second. Then if he touches something, that becomes a sheni l'tumah.
No, nothing. Because chulin, nothing happens. Chulin zero.
Nothing.
He's a sheni. A sheni is limited what he can do. The only thing a sheni can do is be metame truma.
What do we have before? So
that becomes a sheni.
Sheni bounces back to rishon. When do we have that?
Mayim, liquid.
Liquid.
So if he touches liquid midrabanan, if a sheni touches liquid, then the liquid becomes a rishon.
We also, I just learned it today. It's this then.
Vaita, v'amar
Rabbi Yochanan. Go ahead. So where are we?
So we have a stew now. Three lines around. Three lines around.
Rabbi Yochanan,
how do we know Rabbi Yochanan holds a pshat in the Mishnah? How do we know that he agrees to Abaye that the pshat in the Mishnah
is if you
how do you know that? Because Rabbi Yochanan posed the following story between this Mishnah and the Mishnah of Tvul Yoim. What does it say by the Tefillah Yom? Umiyah Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Umiyah Rabbi Yochanan, Umiyah Rabbi Meir, Oiches, Bukatan, Vedigal Ima Oila, Vein Gadol Oila Ima Harehut Kamo, Ure Min, we have a stira, Oichel Shenifras, Umuura Bemixas. Food broke off. Same exact thing. You have a piece of truma. A piece of truma, and a little bit of the truma broke off. There's a small dangling piece. What? Food. Truma, food. You have a Danish. And part of the Danish, a piece of cake, you sliced it. If you would pick up the main piece of cake, the little piece would come up with it. But if you pick up the small piece that's dangling,
should be truma. Usually, truma you take off from amount of,
and you give to the kohen.
Yeah,
you take off.
Oh, then he makes it.
And he gives to the kohen. The kohen bakes the cake.
Okay. He makes a donut.
Cow's bakery.
Okay. Oh, that's a slice of an apple. Okay, give him a date. A date.
Whatever.
Shiva
saninim.
You don't have to cook. You don't have to even cook it. You give him a pomegranate. And there's a slice. You slice it.
Okay.
So if you go and you pull the slice, and try to pick it up, the rest of it will fall off. But if you pick up the main portion of the food,
the slice will come with it.
Exactly. So, now a tvul yom, it's truma, and a tvul
yom,
food that has been separated, and it's in the category of
not separated, partially separated.
Right. Well, nifras means really it's completely separated, but the mission of the Brisa qualifies itself. It qualifies itself by saying it's partially attached. And a tvul yom touches the main portion. He touches the main portion of the food, the ikar.
Which is analogous to the tehema.
Exactly. So if you can follow a male l'shitas, or a male...
Which is a tvul yom? He toivel, but it was no
Erev Shemesh. Right, he was toivel, he denied the Erev Shemesh. So what is he at this moment in time?
He's a sheni.
And now he touches the main part of the food. And that becomes a shlishi. No revi's over it. That for sure becomes a shlishi. So shaila is the food that's dangling from the main portion. Does that also become a shlishi? Well, a male l'shitas. So just when it comes to an animal that has an Avraham Meduldol, and you do shchita, and the dam, which is machshir, the main part of the animal, is automatically going to be machshir, the Avraham Meduldol. So what would you expect to say? That when the part touched the main portion, also becomes a shlishi.
Even if the other part, when you lift it to the smaller part,
would be detached.
Would fall off. So far, that's good.
It's good if it's so strongly attached that if I would take a hold of the small portion and I can pick up all that, then of course. But here's the part that we need for our Gemara, the stira v'im lav. Einoi kamahu. L'may nafkamina. If you touch the main portion, then the other piece is going to be tohar. Why is it tohar? You said, but it's
whereas Bashchita, he says it's this.
It goes, because as Shekim Kamarvi, Truma can navigate, even though you'll say, so we'll let it go down one notch. No, it can't go down one notch. We can view it, this piece, that the small piece is completely separate. When I touch the larger piece becomes a shlishi.
And the thing that's dangling is also...
garnished. Well, that's the stira. Here, Meir says, Beferjim lav inakamo.
The big part is tar. The big part is tar.
No! You're touching the big part.
You're touching the small part.
No, you're touching the big part. If you were to touch, theoretically speaking, if you were to pick up the thing by the small portion,
right,
and it would snap.
Let's go for the first part.
It would not snap. So what does that show? It shows that it's one chibur.
Okay.
If it's one chibur, wherever you touch, it becomes tameh. Wherever you touch, the holding. Vim lav, if the smaller portion is so weak, then if you were to pick up the smaller portion, it would fall off.
Right.
Then we consider these two parts to be two separate parts.
And the chelik ha-godol.
So therefore, if you were to touch the chelik ha-godol, the tumor would not spread to the chelik ha-kotan.
Yeah.
And I assume you're correct, if you were to touch the chelik ha-kotan, the tumor would not spread to the chelik ha-godol.
Correct.
Each one is separate.
Either way, separate.
Each that's fully separate.
Yeah.
That's a kash. It's due to the Mishnah. Usually here it says, put vaker, that it's called, what's all called one big happy family. The two parts. The best way to answer the kasha, if there's a mistake in the girsa, Mechleves Hashid, there's a toss, whatever this means, everyone will learn Mechleves Hashid, it means that you have to switch. You have to switch it around and make what it says by Tevul Yoim to conform with what it says here in Mesech Techulin.
So how do you know which one to switch?
A good kasha. That's always an issue. Look what Rashi says. You should know that many times. Mishnah. Many times you have a machlokes rishonim when it says mechleves hashita. What to switch? Always have a machlokes rishonim. Which one to switch?
The smaller part or the larger part?
Let's see. Rashi mechleves hashita can over here hechlif Rabbi Meir shitasai. Now you should know. I was confused about this. Rashi over here is saying a tremendous chiddush. Rashi over here is fataita. When it says mechleves hashita, does not mean there's a mistake in the girsa. Rashi is, and that's normally when the Gemara says Mukhlefes Hashit, if I'm not mistaken, you take out the encyclopedia books who tell you all the kolon and shas. Mukhlefes Hashit normally means it means there's a tos at fos, or it means there's confusion.
Right.
Over here, Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi says, leave the girsois the way they are. It's just that for whatever reason, a mayor held that in this case, the halach is different. And the Gemara in a few lines will tell us why indeed this case should be different. But the point is, there's a stira, and the way we're going to answer this stira is by telling us, Hay l'chud v'hay l'chud, Rashi very carefully.
What? Like, as if he said that he made a mistake. He got it mixed up. He didn't remember that he...
Is that what Rashi says? It's very confusing.
Rashi says...
Look, Rashi. Kan over here, we're not changing the girsa. Kan over here in this sugya, the sugya over here by Tilyaim. Right. Hechlif Rabbi Meir Shitasai. He knew what he was doing. He switched his opinion for whatever reason. Rashi is not telling us that. The Gemara in a few lines will tell us an explanation. Avol ba'olma, but in general, what it says here in Mesech Tachul and Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, Avol ba'olma, Sviru Lei, Oiches Bekatan, Ve'ein Gadol Oile Imo, Haru Kamohu. Okay, that's it. Rashi is not coming to give us a whole sheer klali on why the chilik between Mesech Tul Yoim and Mesech Tul Chulim.
He contradicted himself.
Rabbi Yochanan took note that there is a contradiction. He took note, and he said, "You know what? You know how we're going to answer the contradiction? Mukhlefes Hashita. For whatever reason, Rabbi Meir decided to change his mind in that particular case.
You're making two steps.
We don't need more than that at this moment. But what do we acknowledge? The fact." That Rabbi Yochanan acknowledged there is a contradiction clearly indicates that the way he understood the Mishnah Mesech Techulin is exactly the way Abaye understood the Mishnah. The Machloikis Tanoim is the sugya of Oiches Bikatan, the Ein Gadol Oile Imoy. Is it still called one item or is it called two items? So we need. Okay, now the Gemara wants to open this up. The Gemara, you're telling me over here the subject called Hashita. Let's now delve deeper into the sugi. Why talk? It's like now we're learning. The Gemara is over. And we're now going to learn Rabbi Chaim. We open up Chidush Rabbi Chaim, and we're going to learn Lamdas. Okay, this is all the Lamdas that are in the Gemara. The problem is, if you learn more than three daf Gemara, you'll learn the Lamdas. Tanya. Now we go into the sugya. My question, what's the kasha? Why are Rabbi Yochanan asking the kasha? There's a fundamental difference. There's, why do you have to say apologize? Oh, there's a stira. And now, can he change his mind?
Right.
The difference between the two is so obvious, there's no need even to say mechleves hashita. There's a different longness in the two. What's the difference? So we need Rashi to explain to us the difference. Rashi says, what's the difference between the two? My Dilma Shani Le Rav Meir Bein Tful Yom L'Shar Tumais. When it comes to Tful Yom, no, it's not a Drabbanon Tful Yom. It's a Drais Tful Yom. It's a Shani. When it comes to Tful Yom, so there the rules of Tful Yom are going to be more machmir. The laws of Tuma V'Tahara by a Tful Yom are more severe.
Because you can Tumas Tful Yom even the Drabbanon.
So we have to be mechazik. Who says that?
So we make
it. You're in an article saying that?
Yeah. That's
Let's see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Umahader Talmuda. Rashi explains. Umahader Talmuda. The Gemara responds. Umay kushal Rabbi Yochanan. Dilma af al gav de makel Rabbi Meir b'tful yoim. Even though Taki's makel, Taki the original gear, so Taki was makel. Why was he makel? Shehu tuma derabanan. Exactly, which is a shocking thing to say. The tuma derabanan, and that's why on the side of the Gemara is gimel. If you have the ois lahadar, it says teva shehu tuma derabanan lesa bekisve yad. What in the world is Rashi saying here? Tful Yoim is a Tumah D'Rabbanon. What are you talking about? We have drashas for this. So that's one of the Girsa. We have another Girsa.
Delete this. Makes Truma Shishi.
And what does Rabbi Akiva Eger say? What does Rabbi Akiva Eger say? What does he say over here on the side? Where's Rabbi Akiva Eger over here? Where is... Right, here it is. The Gilyon HaShas. Shutum D'Rabbanon. Tamua Li. Hatuva. Ha ha. Tful Yoim Hu Tamei D'Oraisa. You hear? Art school says D'Rabbanon without quoting Rabbi Akiva Eger. How you talking? How can you say such a thing? Tamuali. Rabbi Akiva, you know how great Rabbi Akiva Eger, what he was? He's not to be able to fathom who Rabbi Akiva Eger was. Tamuali, Hotoyahu, Tamei D'Oraisa. Live Sultra Benigia. I in Saita, Daf Chavches, Uvitais Visham, Vahavile Larashi, Loima, Tetful Yoim, Kalish Tumasai. Vitzorich Ian Godol. Okay.
Kibeg and a Gilyon HaShas.
Gilyon HaShas, right. So Torah Godol, they're a different column. Sometimes he says Tzorich Ian. He says Tzorich Ian Godol. Tzorich Ian Godol Ad Me'oid. All the different rules of when he says this is a very high level. Tzorich Ian. He doesn't very often say Tzorich Ian Godol.
I'm sure by now he resolved with Rashi.
Tzorich, well, over here, the Hagois Vitzionim, they resolved it very easily. They said it's a Girsa mistake. They had 42 manuscripts when they wrote this thing on the site. See, Hagois Vitzionim? They write in the Hagdama, they used 42 manuscripts to produce this thing on the site. 42 manuscripts. And from that other manuscript, in Echnami, it's not there. That's the entrance to Kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says it's a Tzorich in Godot to say. So therefore, what's talking about the incident? So
all those 42, one is different than the other.
Not all, they're not all different. There are small differences. And that's
not major.
This over here, it's a major difference. Over here in the other manuscripts, it does not say in the words of the Rabbana. We're dealing over here with Mamash. She said, now what's the problem though? If you're going to go and you're going to change Rashi's Girsa, and you're going to say that it's a Tumah D'Oraisa, so what then is the answer? What then is the chilek between Tful Yoim and Heksher is a D'Oraisa, Tful Yoim is a D'Oraisa. What's the pshat? So he, Rabbi Akiva Eger, really answered the kasha. Tuma Kalusha, there's so much depth in Rabbi Akiva Eger. Tuma Kalusha, Tful Yoim is the bottom of the barrel. What's a Tful Yoim? There's an Aviyah voice, there's an Av, there's a Rishoyim, there's a Sheni, and then there's a Tful Yoim. If you learn Masechta Tful Yoim, it's not a regular Sheni. A Tful Yoim is like a category, it's a Deraisa. Tful Yoim is a Deraisa.
That's why I said it.
But it's a category B. There's a Sheni, and then there's a Sheni B. And the Sheni B, a Tful Yoim, I don't remember the details, but the Koyach of a Tful Yoim in Tumah is less than Afgamina. This will be an Afgamina. The Afgamina over here is if you have a case where you have the Aver HaMeduldal, and if you pick up the Katan, you're not going to be able to pick up with it the Gadol. So it's going to be on a lower level. So in this case, do you say, maybe here there's grounds to be makel to say that the Tumah does not spread from the Iker to the Tafel. And in Echanami, that's exactly what the Gemara appears to be saying. Why? Because Tful Yoim is a Tumah Chalusha. Those are the words of Rabbi Akiva Eger. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's the Tful Yoim Kalish, not Ches, Kof, Kalish Tumasai Vitzorich Ingol. If you change the Girsa without Rabbi Akiva Eger, you're just making more problems. Because Rashi over here is coming to Vataych, what's the answer? You need a Mahalik to explain the Chilit in Tful Yoim and Hechsher. So Rabbi Akiva Eger is telling you the Chilit. He's saying that Tful Yoim is a Tumah Kalusha, Kalish. What's Kalish? You got to learn Masechta Tful Yoim. You learn that even though it's called a Sheni, it's a Shvach Sheni. It does not have all the rules of a Sheni. A Sheni has certain rules. But when you go to Mikvah and you're waiting for the sun to set, all of the rules don't apply. There are certain rules that do not apply. That is an indication that it's weaker. And maybe that can be, here can be another example, another ingredient of its weakness, that when you have a Hesa of an Aver, the Katan, She'ein Godl Oile Imo, there's ground to be made of the Tum, that we view the two to be two separate items. Vaita in the Gemara. Okay. Now, Tai in the Braisa, Rebbe Oimer, now the Gemara wants to elaborate upon this. You said Rebbe says, Echad Tevul Yoim, V'echad Shar Tumois, there's no difference. There is no difference between the two. In fact, the Gemara Dilma Rebbe Lo Shani Leva, Meir Shani, the Gemara is the Kashu, my Kushya. Why did Rebbe Yoichanan did he say, I have a stira, look at the stira. And he says, nu muchlefes hashita. What do you mean? What is this stira muchlefes hashita? There's no kasha. You don't need to come on to muchlefes hashita. It's pashut ad me'oy. There's a fundamental difference between hechsher and full yoy. And the proof is, Rebbe himself says, and I'm sorry, there's a fundamental difference. So the Gemara says, no, there's not. Rabbi Yochanan is correct that there is no difference between Tvul Yoim and Hechsha. Because Rebbe, Tanya, Rebbe Yoimer, there is no difference. Echad Tvul Yoim, V'echad Shar Tumois, they're exactly the same. The rules are exactly the same. That if you pick up the katan and aim Godel Oyle Imo, they're two separate things. So Rabbi Yochanan, who noted that there is a contradiction, was on the mark. He's basically saying the same thing as the Tana Rebbe. The Gemara says no. The Dilma, don't bring me a riot from Rebbe. The Dilma le Rebbe le Shani le Rebbe Meir Shani le. There's Rebbe and there's Rebbe Meir. Rebbe is holds exactly the same. Rebbe Meir is another Tana. We're coming over here to understand the lundis of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir has the right to disagree with Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So when Rabbi Yochanan was and he makes this statement, he's not making this statement in the Shita of Rabbi HaKadosh. But he says, Rabbi Meir, Vait in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ledivrei Rabbi, so back with the Kasha, the Gemara wants to say over here that it should be Dover Posh Ad Me'oid, that there's a fundamental difference. So why didn't they make this Tira? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ledivrei Rabbi, Muchlefes Hashita. Einochanami. Einochanami. When you look at this from the perspective of Rebbe, in Rebbe Meir, you have to say Muchlefes Hashita. But when you look at this from the perspective of Rebbe Meir, apples and oranges. That's what you're talking about. Good? Done. Okay, so with two down.
Yeah.
Two down, four to go. Okay, number two, we got very heavily involved. In number two, we went off on the tangent. Rav Amar, nu machlokes b'yesh yad l'tumah ve'ein yad l'hechsher kom miflugi. Ah. Okay, that's how Rashi gave us the hakdama to this yesoid when we started the sugya. Mesechta Yodayim deals with one thing only. Mitamin and mitamin. Mem yud, with a chirik mole, mitamin, which means the tumah enters. Meh, no yud, a shva, tumah exits. A yad is an entry and an exit. Whoever, for what? For tuma. Whoever said that the yad is a din of a yad for entry and exit binogeya, hechsher. So Rav Amar b'yesh yad l'tuma. Everyone agrees with the ain yad l'hechsher. Come on, b'mar sava yesh yad l'tuma v'ain yad l'hechsher. Mar sava yesh yad l'tuma v'hechsher. Okay, done.
So what was the first thought again?
What?
The first argument was
Iker and Tofel. Everyone agrees that it's not.
The second one. Can said, yad, Rabbi said,
is it one guf? Is it one guf? Is it everyone?
The second, Rabbi said, Kulam and Behem Benasses Yad Leiver Echad.
The question is, is it one guf or not? Rabbi said the new Metzias. The new Metzias says it cannot lift up the Iker. Everyone, according, according, in the second opinion, Abaya, where did Abaya start? Abaya said,
everyone agrees that the Behem is not Nazis Yad Le'Ever Acher.
No, what do you mean? It is.
That was Rashi.
That was the first. Abaya Amar. Ain Tamar Mishum Yad. The Kul Yalma Ain Behem Nasi Yad. It's not a Yad.
Now we're going back to say there is a Yad.
Is it one guf? Is it right?
Now we're going back and saying there is.
Now we're going back and we're saying it's called a Yad.
It is a Yad.
But maybe not a Yad. Can Yad, is there such a principle they call Yad Lehechsher? Okay, Vait in the Gemara. Okay, so three down and three to go. Rav Papa Omar Behechsher Koide Machshava Kam Mifli. Beautiful machlokes. Can you be machshir something? Let me get sweat. It's detached from the ground, and it gets sweat. And when it gets wet, you have no intent whatsoever to use this as a food. In other words, you're very happy. I'm very happy it got wet. I'm thrilled that it got wet. But guess what? I have no intent to eat this. This is not going to be called a food.
And then that's the din. Only something that could become a food is a food that could be moshel kabel tumah.
Exactly, and you know, well, sometimes there are things that you have no desire that it should come out, and then later on you decide, you change your mind, you want it to be a food. So now the question: can you retroactively look at the hechsher that took place before? Can it be activated now when you change your mind?
Why can't explain. We sell the first mission makshir, which talks about if at the beginning it was not nicha and then later on it was nicha?
Let's see. You're asking a good question. I don't know. Let's see. We're gonna go to the case of chelev. What's the case of chelev? Chelev is forbidden fats. Goyim eat chelev? Mm-hmm. They do eat chelev. Where do they eat chelev? Only in the villages, not in the city. Why not in the city? Because in the city there are restaurants every corner.
Tons of meat.
A lot of meat. You have good food. If you have good food, why eat fat, which is not good for the cholesterol, good for blood pressure, and all the other.
They knew that in those days.
Why eat chelev when you can have a good piece of meat? So in the city, the goyim have no interest in chelev. You got into the villages, there's not much good meat, so therefore you gotta be happy with what you have. Goyim will eat chelev. So let's see what happens now. So therefore, let's explain the Tan, the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kachoy Rabbi Akiva, Shoyne. This Rabbi Akiva. Okay, come.
We're gonna get back to Hechsher.
We have to explain the Yisod. I'm gonna come back. We're explaining the Gansach. Here we go. Kachoy Rabbi Akiva, Shoyne, Chelev. Okay, he's being Rabbi Akiva. He's making appearance on the 127th plan of the Masechta. Okay. Because Kuf Chav Ches, we started that base.
Right.
So today is really Kuf Chav Zayin.
Right.
And that was the day when that was 127 was his favorite number. He woke up the Talmidim with the number 127. And what did he say in the Shir? This was the Shir. Here we go. Chelev Shechuta Bakfarim Tzarech Machshava. Chelev Shechuta in the villages requires Machshava. The Ein Tzarech Hechsher. In the Kfarim, in the villages, you need to have Kavana that you want to eat it, that's going to be a food, to give it to a guy, but the ain it tzarechech shuwai shekvar chukshar b'shchita. Now, the kfarim is the villages where there's not much good meat around. Let's see over here, Rashi, before I get too confused. Rashi, go all the way down. Rashi says, chelev. You got Rashi chelev? Okay, gvalde Rashi chelev. Ain darker l'ochlam ba'kifarim. In the kfar, you don't eat chelev. Why not?
It's in the smaller
places. There's no the kfar. I guess the other way around. Right, the other way around. Aval b'krachim, sha'am, merubim, ve'en l'chem basar l'chol atzarech. Right, the other way. I made a mistake. The other way around.
Urban and rural.
I made a mistake. In the small town villages, there's plenty because there are less people. So there's a surplus of meat.
So they don't need to waste.
So therefore, they don't need to eat chelev. They're good, but you live in the city, so there's so many people. There's not enough meat to go around. So therefore, people are chalishing to eat the chelev because there's nothing else to eat. But in the kfar, when there are not too many people around, and therefore people need to eat, there are not too many people to be found in the kfar. Avol bekrachim, avol krachim sha'am umrubim ve'in lachem basal tocher toechlo oisal al derech hatchak. Inami, in other words, Mishum Hachi, ain't Dakal Lachlan Bekfadim, Mishum Da Aniim Haim, they're very poor. Aval, that's why Pumfak Bamish, Pumfakert. They're not used to it. Aval, Bnei Krachim, Shemashim, Oichlum Oisolid, Mamish goes Mikotse Ela Kotse. Okay, but the basic point over here is that in the Kfarim, people do not generally eat Chela. Good? They don't eat chelev.
They don't eat chelev
in the kfarim. Right. So therefore, if you want to make chelev into a food,
mm-hmm.
you have to now have a kavana. I want it to be food. So in other words, it's not makabel tuma. The only thing that's makabel tuma is a food.
Okay.
If it's not a food, a piece of wood, pshutikli, it's not makabel tuma. Garbage is not makabel tuma.
Yeah.
So this is what? Kli. So chelev is not a food, it's not a kli, it's not makabel tuma unless you decide you want it to be a food. Okay, very good. I've made a conscious decision that we want the chelev to be a food. Problem. But now it needs hechsher. When I did the shechita on the animal, I didn't have kavanah that the chelev should be a food, so it was a piece of garbage. So there's no kavanah toma. Now there's a guy here who wants to eat it. There's nothing else to eat, and he wants to eat it. I ask, and we have kavanah. Okay, it's now going to become a food. Wait a minute. So just because it turns into a food, is it susceptible to toma?
No.
It needs hechsher.
Didn't you say shechita is hechsher?
What?
Shechita is only hechsher on things that you. intend to eat.
Correct. 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 So the shechita that you've done on this animal originally did not help for the chelev, because the chelev is not a food.
Right.
It's perish bi'alma, it's waste. So there's the shechita that you did was not machshir the chelev to be mekabel tumah because it's not a food. Now you change your mind. Now you decide, I want the chelev to be a food because there is a non-Jew who wants to eat it. So now my kavana makes it into a food. Now, if a sheretz were to touch this chelev at this moment in time, would the chelev become tamei? No, I would assume not because it did not have hechsher. Oh, you'll tell me, but I did hechsher when I did shechita. But when I did the shechita at that moment in time, it was not yet a food. So what do you want to argue? Retroactively.
So you shechted it
now, yes. No, no, I shechted it for myself, not
yeah,
for
God. Yeah, but you're telling me now you have in mind that...
Now you're deciding, I want... When yeah. I decide shechted, I had no kavanah, it was going to go into the garbage. Memela, the garbage is not chukshim, it's not a food.
But you could have originally had an intent to
that would be for sure
good. Make it kosher for the goy.
That would for sure
that's not what happened.
If that's what
no,
you
but I'm saying, you see there was such a... Idea.
Absolutely, we learned that before by Chazir Shechita. We learned that that's we learned that in another. I don't remember. We learned that the halacha, even a goy does a shechita. This also has an effect. So here we're doing a ma'isa shechita. The chelev is now turning into an oichel, and the question is, can we retroactively say that the kavana that the shechita is going to be machshir to mekabel tuma? That is the dilemma. So Rashi yeah. says the yeshlam basar chelav ein dark. We go back to the Rashi. Inami back to the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara over here says it requires machshava, but once there is machshava, ein tzar chesh. There's no need for chesh. Why? What's the chiddush? Shekvar chuchshar b'shechita. That's Rabbi Akiva. We retroactively. Amarti Lefanov, who's speaking over here? Rabbi Yehuda says, when Rabbi Akiva gave the shir, I spoke up in the shir and I said to him, Rabbi Akiva, I disagree. Amarti Lo Rabbi Akiva, Limadaton Rabbi Abenu. Ulshin! Okay, Ulshin, endives, Pesach, Morah, right? So this Ulshin, is it edible Ulshin? No! It's not edible. It's not a food. So if it's not a food, and it gets, and a sheretz touches the ulshin. Do the ulshin become tamei?
No,
it's not a food. But let's say shalikdon, vihidichon, I collected them, I harvested them, I washed it in water, lebehema, for animals, animal food, it's not hoshel kabel tuma. It's not hoshel kabel tuma. Vinimlach aleim l'adam. Ooh. And now it's Pesach. And I want to go use the ulshin for my moror. So now, does it become susceptible to tuma? No. Oh, I washed it thoroughly for the animals. That does not count. I need a second hechsher because you can't go retroactively. So Rabbi Akiva, you soisa yourself. When it comes to the case of the chelef for the goy, you're saying retroactively the shechita was a hechsher for the chelef. Even though at that moment they had no kavan that it's going to be by a goy. Now, when it comes to the Ulshin, you're saying that it does not work retroactively. You have a stira, Rabbi Akiva, you say to yourself. So, how did Rabbi Akiva answer his stira? Rabbi Akiva says, you're right, you got me. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, half of the fella. Isn't it amazing, Laura?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing, Laura, that the Talmud asked the Rebbe Akasha, you're soicing yourself, and therefore he says, you're right. And he changed it and requires Rabbi Akiva,
anyway,
Yehuda. So, what do we see here? So, Marzlava Kabekar. Oh, so now we're going to take this. And we're going, but what was the Havamina? The Havamina.
Eiver Hamedoldol. It's covered by the Shechita of the Behemah.
So the Shail over here is the Eiver Hamedoldol. The Eiver Hamedoldol. So what happens? So what's the case of Gemara? The Eiver Hamedoldol. So now you want. Let's go to Rashi. I'm getting confused. Rashi. We have to tie up the Gemara, back the Gemara to this case over here. Back to the Gemara. Shalikta Lebehemah. Tzrich and Hechasheni. Here's the Rashi. Okay, the first while on Rashi ties it back. The whole Gemara packages it. The Neshak Vashak Shakodam Hechasholtila. Rabbi Meir Savala Kihecha the Amar Rabbi Kiva Meikara. Originally, Machal Behema Enoi Mekabel Tuma. Like Rabbi Kiva Meikara, meaning what? That we retroactively say the shechita works. So how does it tie into Al Gemara? So we have to go back to the original. We have to go back to.
They both hold it. There is a yad.
We have to go back to the original Rashi. Behechsher koide machshava. We skip the critical Rashi. Rashi back to the machshav. The Ella sheshachta koidem shechishev lachir lenochri. That's the point.
The
Aver meduldol is not kosher for juti. It's meduldol, but a guy can eat it. But in the beginning, I had no kavana to give it to a guy. I would throw it to a dog. And now I changed my mind. So now the shaylas, can we retroactively rely upon the shechita to be machshir? That's the machlokes. Good.
Yes.
Four down. Two to go.
Two to go. We'll never see those two.